Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Yeah, get outside today. What a gorgeous day. Happy Friday, everybody. So radio is an audio format, right? And TV is a visual format. But for much of the morning on WGN Channel 9, boy, Dean Richards, it's become an audio adventure. What's happening with your lights over there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Y'all have been in the dark for half the show.
Wait, I can hear you, but I can't see you.
What is going on?
The lights, something happened to the lights.
Uh-huh.
We did like the first couple of hours of the morning news with our iPhone flashlights on our face.
Like a campfire?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, take that, Good Morning America, and we're still number one. We're still beating you all combined.
Yeah, great stuff over there at Channel. It's been going on for weeks, I feel like. Every time I watch, the lights are short.
You know, they're doing construction in the building, as you heard the other day. Remember, we were talking and they were drilling something. They're building a new studio here for the News Nation, you know, the big national cable channel.
They're taking your lights. Well, could they wait till they go on?
Apparently, they unplugged one of our lamps and replugged. I don't know. They don't know what's going on.
That's okay.
You have never seen a bevy of engineers moving so quickly to try to get things fixed here again this morning. All of this very ironic because today, well, yesterday was the first day that we're all sitting at the same desk again.
Yes.
You know, we've been spread out all over the studio and all over the station and at our homes over the past 14 months, you know, lots of different places. But on the morning show today was the first day that we're all sitting back at the desk again.
You know, and it is actually, it's a little weird to look at. Like, I mean, we'll get used to it again, but from an audience perspective, it is a visually like a little jarring to see. Man, you guys are close.
It is. It does look weird. When you're sitting there, I mean, you know, I'm just inches away from Larry now, like I had been for 20 years before that.
Right.
But for the past 14 months, I was at the other end of the studio.
Right.
And, you know, we all avoided walking near each other, and now we're, you know, right on top of each other. It's kind of naughty, really. Feels kind of naughty.
Okay. That's a great time for the billboard. Dean Richards, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture.
They have really gotten their money's worth this week. I want to congratulate the Smith family in general for making this quality advertising decision to sponsor this segment.
It was a good week.
They have gotten some really quality broadcasts this week. They would not have gotten this with any other feature.
Mm-mm.
This is a premium buy. When you buy this segment,
oh, man,
you are buying quality, quality, quality.
Yeah, for sure. Just like their furniture. See what we just did there?
Very much. Very much so.
All right. So first note of the day, Prince William's biceps are trending.
Ooh. So
quality, quality, quality.
Yeah, take that, Good Morning America. You're not getting that anywhere else. He went to, you know, he just only finally got his COVID vaccine.
Kind of surprised.
You would have thought if you're second in line to the British monarchy that, you know, you're going to go to the front of the line. He only just got his first vaccination, Pfizer, the other day. So there's the obligatory picture, you know, that we've all had of sitting there with our sleeve rolled up.
Mm-hmm.
But turns out that Prince William has a pretty ripped arm. He's got a gun show going on.
I Googled it after I saw your note, and I can see it. It's pretty good.
Right. So, you know, the intention of putting this picture out was to encourage others to also get their vaccine. But instead, what it is eliciting is a bunch of responses like, proud of Prince William, but can we talk about that ripped arm? Another comment, everyone's talking about the jab. I'm looking at those guns.
Yeah.
And another said, congratulations, your buffness.
That's a good one.
His new title, Your Buffness.
What you can't see in the picture is the nurse saying, stop flexing, please, sir.
Right.
Your Highness.
Yeah. People can't wait till he gets his second vaccine.
Yeah. I got to get my calves trending. I've got some great calves on me, Dean. I'll have to show you these. Yeah.
Really?
Probably years of supporting a lot above me. Sturdy legs, like what you'll find at Walter E. Smith for all their furniture.
Very sturdy.
I can
he's 30.
I'll send you a picture.
In case the Museum of Broadcasting is listening, this is the first time the words have been spoken on WGN. I've got some sturdy calves.
Yes, exactly.
Words never spoken in that sequence before on WGN.
All right, John for Bob with Dean along for the ride, too. And Dina, we're talking about Prince William's biceps before the break, but
And your calves.
And my calves, don't worry.
John's calves.
I will slide them into your DM there, Dean. But also, interesting story about him slamming the BBC for, because everyone remembers the famous interview they did in 1995 with his mother, Princess Diana.
Right, Martin Bashir.
Yeah, and apparently the method in which they got the interview, Prince William slamming that.
Oh, he put out a 127-page report on this, number one. But got in front of cameras and trashed the BBC for what he called, deceitful practices, alleging that the BBC lied and used fake documents to get the interview, made lurid and false claims about the royal family, which he says played on her fears and fueled her paranoia. He said that, all of this also drove a wedge between Diana and his dad, Prince Charles. So he was clearly very upset about this and clearly very personally hurt by the whole thing. Martin Bashir has since resigned from the BBC, citing health reasons. But, that's the unsavory practices. Yeah. I mean, we all like to get big interviews, mm-hmm. but, lying and, using practices like that to get an interview and playing on someone's weaknesses that's not right.
Not right.
It's just not right.
Looking at the
if you have a British accent, which right. makes everything sound good.
Right. A little more palatable, but no, that's still not okay. I love looking at your notes, Dean, sometimes. Here's the next one. Angelina Jolie covered in bees. What's up with that?
Yesterday was World Bee Day.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I forgot to send you a card. For that.
There's a lot of buzz in the office.
But yesterday Angelina Jolie was trying to bring some attention to the plight of bees around the world. So what she decided to do, she released a photograph in which she is covered in bees. Mm-hmm. And she, according to the story, sat for 18 minutes completely covered in bees to show... to get wow. the kind of attention that I am now giving her for all of this.
I guess it also sends the message that, for the most part, they're calm, they're safe. I know a lot of people are so worried about getting stung, but right. they play an important part of our ecosystem.
They absolutely do. And normally, if you don't provoke them, you don't mess with them, they won't mess with you. But you got to take some precautions. For example, Angelina Jolie also disclosed that prior to taking this photo, that for 3 days before, she did not shower or shampoo because the scent of soap and shampoo confuses the bees.
Hmm.
And they could go a little
haywire there.
Nutty if you don't want to do that. She also revealed that one bee actually flew up her dress while she was sitting there for 18 minutes, and she could feel it buzzing around her legs, her knees, down there. So it's not some
Dean sponsored
it's not
by
some place that you want to get. You don't want to get stung by a bee.
No,
You don't want to have to go to a friend and say, "Hey, I got stung by a bee." Where? Right.
At least now I also have a new excuse for if I don't shower for a couple days. Just say you're going to get covered in bees soon.
This is for World Bee Day.
I got a bee covering
that
coming
I stank.
Up. Mm-hmm. Matthew Perry, obviously big news with Friends this weekend, right. and. He's selling merchandise.
Yeah, the big...
They're going to make money off this,
I know, it's hard to believe that they would think of capitalizing on any of this, but the big reunion show is next Thursday on HBO Max. Matthew Perry has released a line of T-shirts. One of them says, "Could I be any more vaccinated?" It's kind of clever.
Yeah.
Another one, he's got a whole line of "Could I be more," different themed shirts, but I like the vaccination one.
That's great.
The best. If you go to, where are they selling these? Let me see here.
Oh, let's do this live on the show. You going to Google for us, Uncle Dean?
Represent.com. slash Matthew Perry.
Represent.com/Matthew Perry. Cool.
Could I be any more unprepared?
What do we got coming out of the theaters this weekend or at home, Dean?
We've got some movies, mostly kind of serious movies this week. There's one really nice one that's called Dream Horse. It's actually a true story. Toni Collette stars in this story about a community that is struggling, and they purchase a racehorse in the hopes that this racehorse, you know, will be able to turn some money in the racing world. And it turns out that this very untethered sort of horse turns out to be quite a champion and a beacon of hope for this community. It's a very sweet story. It's a very inspirational story. It's well shot, well performed. I really liked it. Really family friendly. Also gave it a Dean's List B. There is a few documentaries, actually. One of them is called Final Account, which is a film that took about 10 years to make. The stories of the last living generation of people who were involved in Hitler's Third Reich. Mm. So, you know, people who were kids at the time, people who were SS officers,
wow,
family members who are now in their 90s, talking about how they lived with all of this and how they, you know, reconcile in their minds what they were part of, really one of the worst crimes against humanity. That one is only in theaters. I gave that a Dean's List A. The Dream Horse movie, also, by the way, only in theaters right now. We're starting to see a lot more of those. Pink has a new documentary that's out that's called All I Know So Far, which is about her life and her career. If you're a Pink fan, you don't want to miss that. And also talking about the royal family, on Apple TV Plus, a multi-part documentary about mental health and emotional well-being from Oprah Winfrey and Prince Harry. They're the people behind this, but they talk about their own struggles with mental health and emotional well-being. They talk with other celebrities like Lady Gaga and Glenn Close, but also everyday people. So that's debuting this weekend as well.
Great options. Dean, so great to chat with you all week long.
Always a pleasure, John. I hope I hope Bob's on vacation again soon.
No. I'll talk to you soon, okay, Dean?
Thanks.
As always.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Oh, Sunday, by the way, we're replaying my interview that we had on TV this week, the full interview with Dr. Lester Fisher from the Lincoln Park Zoo. So Sunday morning on WGN Radio.
All right. Sending you my calves now, Dean.
Thank you.
Take care.
Can't wait to see you.
Sponsored by Walter E. Smith.